This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hey there, Dave.
And today we're going to discuss taxing online shopping. It's a proposal that has now passed in the U.S. Senate, and it has a rather uncertain future in the U.S. House. Some of the opponents in the House call this nothing more than a tax hike. States, including Rhode Island, are hoping for some of that internet sales tax revenue to come their way. Now, the actual legislation is called the Marketplace Fairness Act. What are some of the major components of this legislation?
Well, the idea is to have retail transactions that have been untaxed online for years taxed similarly to brick-and-mortar transactions. And you could actually think of it, you know, think of a company like L.L. Bean, which has had catalog sales for a long time. You were supposed to self-report the sales tax on L.L. Bean, and they didn't collect it if you didn't live in Maine, which is where they had their operations. So it brings it more in line with all the other, you know, small retailers. And that's really the people who are, this is designed to really kind of even the playing field, are smaller retailers that have to charge the sales tax. And so people might shop locally, but then they'll go to, you know, they'll go online and go to Amazon and get the same product, and they don't have to pay the sales tax. This brings these, the brick and mortar and the internet world into more in line with one another.
Now, aren't some internet purchases already taxed?
They are. So, for instance, let's take L.L. Bean again. You know, if you lived in Massachusetts, you were paying sales tax on internet sales because L.L. Bean has an actual retail store up in Mansfield. And so if a company had what was called a nexus in a state, then they were required to collect sales tax for citizens of that state who were making purchases. So Amazon, for instance, has been collecting sales tax, and I believe it's in California and Texas, I think in New York as well, where they had offices, where they had warehouses, you know, distribution centers. And so it's just saying we want this to happen across the board. So it's not the first time. Amazon did, however, famously a few years ago, pull out of its affiliates program in Rhode Island. So, for instance, you would have smaller sub-vendors who would supply Amazon with certain products. And because some of them were based in Rhode Island, Rhode Island said, well, we want to collect sales tax because they're Rhode Island based. And Amazon said, well, we're not going to do business with these local retailers anymore. And because it just wasn't worth it to Amazon, some of these vendors did suffer because of that.
So going back to the L.L. Bean example, no L.L. Bean store physically in Rhode Island, so no applicable taxes.
Well, remember that as a citizen, you were supposed to actually self-report and self-send the state your sales tax.
The caption here is, yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, that's right. Up until now, somebody like, you know, L.L. Bean would sell something online to someone in Rhode Island, and generally there was no sales tax going to the state.
Now, is it practical for retailers to have to track their purchases? The supporters of this legislation claim it can be done because of computers and easily tracked programs. But opponents of the legislation say it's going to be a burden for businesses, especially small businesses, to track the purchases and the taxes owed.
Well, I think there is a certain amount of truth to that. I mean, I've talked to actually an internet retailer who was a, you know, small business anywhere from, I think, $10 to $15 million a year in business. And this was a couple years ago. And he said it would just be very, very difficult to do all that tracking. However, as we all know, new solutions, new digital solutions are arrived at every day. And if there's a market opportunity, someone will come up with something. There'll be competitive pricing, and it probably will be relatively easy for a retailer to buy a program to do that eventually. But right away, it probably will be kind of difficult.
Would it be hard to have to keep tables to track different taxes in different states on clothing, for example?
Well, sure. But again, if it's all online, you know, this is an online sales. So, you know, that's part of the program that you use, is whenever someone puts in their, you know, billing address, the number comes up. One thing to remember, and we'll get off this topic a little bit, is that in Rhode Island, legislation was passed and signed by the governor that if this legislation passes in Washington, the Rhode Island sales tax rate drops from 7% to 6.5%. So while the governor in this last budget increased where sales tax would be charged, He also said that if this legislation passes, we'll lower the sales tax rate. So for those who say it's a stealth way for a tax hike in Rhode Island, it actually, they've done the numbers, and it will be a wash. So, you know, the revenue coming into the state will be about the same. It's just that individuals, consumers, will be paying less in sales tax across the board.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and we're talking about potential internet taxes with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Some mention the possibility of higher costs for online products if this internet tax goes through. What have you been hearing?
Well, the logic is if you're all of a sudden adding a tax, there, you know, it would make a higher cost. I think that what you'll see is, though, that the big players like an Amazon, whose volume is so large, will just be like Walmart has been for so long, which is their volume drives the prices lower and lower. So if Amazon, I'm guessing, you know, as a business, one of their key success factors has been the lowest price. So they're going to continue to fight that, even if they have to charge someone sales tax. I mean, they're not making the money that goes back to the state, but they're going to continue to be aware of what's happening in their major markets and, you know, try to be the lowest cost, you know, supplier of whatever it is they're selling.
And I would think some consumers would stick with a particular catalog or store online because they simply like the product.
They might, but, you know, one of the things about internet shopping is that it allows you to instantaneously do comparison shopping. And so it actually, one of the things that and this, you know, is from, they found in the last 10, 15 years, is that the interest of a consumer sticking with a certain product drops because of the comparison shopping ability. The barrier to switching who you're buying something from has dropped significantly because of this. I would think that unless someone like Amazon works hard to keep their prices low even with the tax, you know, they may lose some sales, and some of the people who had lost it before to this kind of comparison shopping will gain them.
In the world of speculation, I have heard some opponents of the proposed tax claim that if this were passed, it might broaden the interpretation of other taxes, perhaps the state's income tax applications for online retailers, for others. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't. And I can't say that it's a big topic for our readership and the people who are doing business, in Rhode Island. Well, I've never heard it. It's an interesting idea, but I'm not sure how it applies in this case.
And to wrap up, the brick and mortar people you speak with are generally in favor of this internet tax?
Well, they are. I mean, they've been suffering, they would say, from this unequal, competition where, you know, you have an internet retailer who doesn't have to pay sales tax, yet they do. Now, there is an argument in favor of the internet not having sales tax, and that is one of the things that a sales tax does is help pay for, you know, roads and power and lights and all the physical things that a brick-and-mortar store needs. Well, if you're an internet retailer who's in Kansas, Rhode Island is not supplying any of those infrastructure needs. So why should Rhode Island be collecting a sales tax on the transaction? So there's logic in that. If from the small retailer perspective, it still doesn't, you know, get at that issue of an unfairness, but it's something to think about.
Okay, we have to leave that here. Thanks to Mark Murphy, Providence Business News editor.
Thank you, Dave.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.